This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer. Labor Day is a holiday designed to celebrate the contributions the American labor movement has made to the country. In the last part of the 1800s, the Central Labor Union and the Knights of Columbus proposed there be a day set aside to celebrate, and Labor Day was the result. The first parade in New York City was put together by the Knights of Columbus. In 1887, Oregon was the first state to make an official public holiday. Labor Day became an official federal holiday in 1894, and 30 states had already celebrated it. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Labor Day was set as the first Monday in September, a day that is also celebrated in Canada. Several other countries have followed suit, but their Labor Day doesn't always fall on the same day. According to Wikipedia, an early history of the holiday dates the event's origins to a General Assembly of the Knights of Labor, convened in New York City in September 1882. In conjunction with this clandestine Knights Assembly, a public parade of various labor organizations was held on September 5th, under the auspices of the Central Labor Union of New York. Secretary of the CLU, Matthew McGuire, is credited for first proposing that a National Labor Day holiday subsequently be held on the first Monday of each September in the aftermath of the successful public demonstration. More after this. Following the deaths of workers at the hands of U.S. Army and U.S. Marshals Service during the Pullman strike of 1894 in Chicago, Congress unanimously voted to approve legislation to make Labor Day a national holiday. President Grover Cleveland signed it into law 6 days after the end of the strike. The date of May 1st, an ancient European holiday, May Day, was an alternative date, celebrated then and now as International Workers' Day. But President Cleveland was concerned that observance of Labor Day on May 1st would encourage Haymarket-style protests and would strengthen socialist and anarchist movements, though distinct from one another, had rallied to commemorate the Haymarket Affair on International Workers' Day. The form for the celebration of Labor Day was outlined in the first proposal for it, a street parade to exhibit the public the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations. Speeches by prominent men and women were introduced later as more emphasis was placed on the civil significance of the holiday. In the U.S., many school districts resumed classes around Labor Day. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
There are, of course, Labor Day sales by most retailers. Some say it's the biggest sale day of the year, second only to Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So whether you celebrate the labor movement or just go and play, have a good and safe Labor Day. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.